damn, you get to see the other side of the coin.
Yeah, we women going through some shit. Let me bring in this caller real quick. Air code
203. What's your question?
Yeah, it has an echo.
All right, let me bring it in back. Let me bring 516. Let me see some. All right, 516, do you hear us?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's your question?
So basically, I express my feelings to this girl, but I'm going to start crying here. Okay, Echo and Kello?
Wait, go ahead. Let me hang up the phone. Go ahead. Actually, I'm going to do this shit right. I forgot what I did last time. I did something for it to work, and it worked. I forgot what I just did. What did I do to get this shit to work? Hold on, let me do this shit again. I just had the bitch working a second ago, and now I just, let me see here. Hold on, me 2 seconds. Let me call in the show this way. I just had it. I just rigged it up and had that shit working. Let me try this. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Let me try this shit.
Blog Talk Radio. All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Cute. All right, now we're in the queue. Maybe we can work it out. Okay. 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 That sounds like a rap song. I know I'm trying. Hold on. Let me see something.
One, two. Music, I can't hear you.
All right, 516, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
All right, what's your question?
All right, bad.
All right, I'm going to dive right into it. So basically, I just expressed myself to this girl, and I think I just fucked up. I expressed myself too soon. I know her for, like, a couple of days, and I just went wrong.
What did you say?
Basically, I just expressed. I told her that I liked her and I want to be with her and shit like that.
Just tell us what you see.
No, I told her that I want to be with her. So,
what did you say? All right, call her. Listen, all right, call her. What did you say?
I told her that I like her. And I want to be with her, but things are
so
complicated.
So you said, I like you, I want to be with you, that's what you said to her?
I mean, yeah, and I don't
what
know
the fuck? All right, hold on, wait. Let me pause you real quick. Wait. Let's back this horse up. 516, if you do not tell us what you specifically said, I'm going to hang up on your fucking ass. So I'm going to bring you in and tell us what you said. What did you say to that woman?
That I want. All right, bro. Like, you're probably going to hang on. I'm going to say
goodbye. All right, Eric Code 513. How can we help you, sir? 513. How can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's up?
Okay. This is the first time I've seen y'all show and whatnot, and I think I get the gist of it, though. So I do have a question. I see one of my good friends struggling with women. My question is,
why do you care?
That was about to be my whole thing. Like, because he's my friend. Like, at the right now, I'm really not doing nothing because it's like he needs to do his own. But as a friend,
caller,
yeah.
Somewhere in Brazil, a mouse just got ate by a snake. Do you give a fuck about the mouse?
No, sir.
Then why are you calling us about another guy? That's not men. Men don't do that. We don't call other men.
I'm not calling for other men. It's as a
you just
friend,
called a friend. Wait, are you not talking about another man?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said,
but
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Stop. Yeah, man. Stop. Hey, cut that motherfucker off.
As being a better man, I know that helping people around me is one thing that
don't
I can do.
Don't help him. Fire him. Hey, 513, do yourself a favor. Cut ties. Let him go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, stop. You're like, this is like some Brokeback Mountain stuff. Do not call and ask about another man.
Like, I don't like seeing my niggas slipping. And when I see him slipping, it's like, damn. I want to help.
Okay, look.
I can't help.
By letting.
I really choose to lead by example, but you saying cut off ties, that's what I was thinking in my head of doing anyway because it's slowing me down thinking about him. So.
Carla, how old are you, man? How old are you?
33, sir.
Okay. Don't you think you're too old to be worrying about other men?
I'm really not worried about him like that, or men in general. I'm just thinking.
Sir, I am not. I do not have nothing wrong with you being in love with your boy. I think that's admirable that you really care enough about him because you really in love with him. So, but
not
you're in the
him. I'm saying in general. I'm just using him as an example.
In general, then you're talking about a group of men? Talking about a group of men now? Good Lord, man. What is
I know what you need. I'm trying to be a better example. I just want to see if you guys can give tips on how.
Hey, caller. Yo, man.
Maneuver.
YMCA.
And it's the fuck? Like that, homie.
Nah, man.
I just
want to
see my guys. That's all I
want.
I just want to see my guys become better. That's all.
I don't know what y'all be doing up in them mountains, man. This is not the room, man. You can't call about with other men. To ask
like
about
that,
listen, cut him. I'm telling you what to do. Cut him off. Cut it. Hey, dog, send him his walking papers. Send him.
I don't want to feel bad for doing that. So I don't. I'm not. It's, I want to have a
so
clear head that I'm not
wait,
bad
wait,
for
wait,
doing
wait.
That.
Tell me about your feelings for this guy. Will you feel bad?
No,
how can you,
I'm saying in the sense of those people who act like that, it's being said to me that I'm some type of way because I'm removing myself from them. And they're trying to make me feel bad that I'm not doing this and that third. I'm like, yo, I can't work for you and for myself.
I love him. I want to see him happy. Caller, listen, brother, man, this is, you got to be more of a man, dude. Cut your loser friends off. Get rid of them. The best thing you do is get rid of them, or he's gonna drag you down. And don't ever call a man show asking about another man, dude. That's not what we do here.
So
multiple,
This is my first time seeing y'all. I just jumped on this shit, so I just seen you cooking niggas, and I was like, damn. Some of my niggas
didn't even
hear
honest. This. No, I'm not cooking.
No,
we just being honest.
Cooking,
you know what I mean?
No. When I say cooking, that's a good thing. Some of these niggas out here is
well, cook your
soft as fuck.
Cook your boy and fire him tomorrow. Hey, Matt, call your boy right now. And tell him it's over. Don't fuck call me. Yeah, call your boy right now and say, hey, yo, man, don't ever call me again,
it's
you loser.
Brother.
Oh, I don't give a fuck if it's your father. You cannot be around ducks. And... Yeah, man. Come on. Y'all got to stop being around these grassy lions.
Like the term you use, I don't want my brother to be a zebra his whole life.
He got to be. Let him be a zebra. Let him frolic in the woods and eat grass, man. You can't control cupcakes, man. I know that sounds harsh, but do you want me to lie and make it a Snow White story with a happily ever after?
No, sir, because I'm a lion and I might have to eat his ass one day. No homo.
But not eat him. Don't. Man, dog. Left. Yeah, you. Yeah, we appreciate you. You take care. 516. What's your question, man? What's up?
It's me again. I ain't giving up, bro. I got my question.
Hey, dog, I'm going to hang up on your fucking ass if you don't tell us what we're asking you, because don't waste our time.
All right, listen, listen. I got you, bro. I got you. My question is, how do I have self-control?
Okay. What the fuck did you say to the woman, man? You have not answered that question. What did you say to
That's
the woman?
That's not my question no more. That's not my question. All right, it's a different question.
But then
I said,
we
how do
can't
I
have
self-control.
You can't.
Huh?
You can't have self-control. You can't. You're a loser. You just have to accept it, dog. There's no self-control. Just accept you're going to be weak all your life.
But I told, like, I'm telling you that I expressed it, but you're not listening. I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
I told you,
you
that I liked it. Huh? What are you saying? All right, I guess you're not going to talk. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
I don't know if he can hear you. Wait. I call her. Ty was asking. Ty wants to know what happened when you talked to that woman. That's what he wants to know.
What happened?
What was the unfavorable response you got?
It was, she brought up her ex, and she told me that it's complicated with her ex, and that she's, like, strict, her family's strict and stuff like that. And so, like, and I feel like it was me because I came on too strong. Like, we were friends. I didn't even like her at first, but, like, I did not like her at all.
Now, wait. Now we're getting.
Huh? Ty, if you're talking, bro, I can't hear you.
What is coming on too strong? Call it. What is coming on too strong? What does that mean? What did you say to her to come on too strong? I think I figured
I
it out.
I just told her that I liked her too fast. I told her that I liked her way too fast. Like,
wait,
we were friends and shit.
Dog, wait. All you said is I like you, and you think that's coming on too hard? So saying, telling a woman I like you is too hard, too strong, too fast? Sir.
Maybe I'm assuming. Maybe
okay,
I'm
okay, wait. You're telling me telling a girl you like her is too hardcore?
Not hard.
Is that what
like
you're
I'm
saying?
Coming on too strong, like strong.
Wait.
Like,
by telling her you
fat.
Like her? By telling her you like you
too,
said I like you, and that's too hard and strong?
No, I'm, I don't know how to explain it, but like. Huh?
Oh. You're telling me that you told a woman I like you, and that's too strong? You're telling me telling a girl you like her. You said I like you, and you're saying that's too strong? Hello?
Am I wrong?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Let me see if I put him on the thing. Shit, I guess this might not work. Hold on, caller. Wait. Let me see if I do it this way. Hold on.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Here. Okay, so what is coming on too strong? You say I like you, and you think that's too strong?
Like, nah, not too strong, too fast. Like, I'm moving too fast. Like,
okay,
not,
wait. Wait. So you just said I like you, and you think that's moving too fast?
Yeah, I do, honestly.
Wait, let me get, okay, wait, how old are you now? This is not,
21.
You're kidding. Okay, so you said to the girl, hey, I like you. And she said you're moving too fast.
Carlin.
What's up?
21?
Yeah, you cut out.
He says 21. Caller.
Carlin, we 21 talking about the friend zone and moving too fast and applying too much pressure?
Right, wait. Yeah, but
what? What else were you doing? What else were y'all talking? How long? You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
How long you known this girl? How long you been talking to her?
From the beginning of the semester, so that's like, what, 2 months? What, 3 months, however long.
The beginning of the semester. This semester starting January?
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, Ty.
That's 4 or 5 months.
It's Ty, so and then he told her, I like you, and he said that he's coming on too fast? It has been 4 months?
But I wasn't
Caller, wait.
Caller, what did you think that she thought you thought? Then maybe that's the worst thing for you. Did you think that she thought you were her football coach or something?
Maybe her school mascot. What did you think that she thought you was?
I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know.
Call her. I want to get this straight. You have been talking to her for 4 months, and then you say, I like you, and she tells you you're coming on too strong?
No, she didn't tell me that. I'm thinking that. I think she likes
okay, you. Okay.
What did she tell you? We asked you what the response was to her, bro.
What did she say to you?
You ain't say the response.
I told you that. She said that she's with her ex, and that shit is complicated. She's like, she got strict parents and shit like that.
Well, wait. So you've been her gay best friend for 4 or 5 months.
Nah, it's not like
that's
that.
That's what you're saying.
I never liked it.
Wait. You knew you wanted to fuck her from day one. You were her gay best friend for 4 or 5 months, and then you want to tell her you like her after 5 months?
Listen, if you had game,
you wouldn't even hear about that other shit. Ex and strict family, and she's in fucking college. How strict can they be?
Wait a second.
Not only that bullshit excuse, let's get past that. But you don't listen. You think that all your ducks, all your bets got fucked up when you said I like you. If you were smart enough to know she already knew that.
Why would you hang out with her and be her gay best friend for 4 or 5 months, Carl?
And then you finally make
a move,
which
right.
you think is a risky move. It's really nothing. And now it goes wrong, but you didn't realize it went wrong every time you hung out with her, had a conversation with her, and you was beating around the bush.
Yeah, why?
So this was a 4 or 5 month impending problem. This didn't just happen when you expressed yourself, because if you really knew how to express yourself, you wouldn't be dealing with this shit.
Caller, so why is that, caller? Caller?
I mean, like I said, hold on.
Wait. Here's a bigger question. How does that feel? Because I'm really curious. I'm not being funny. How does that feel to be a bitch around a woman that you like? You just try to be a friend. How does that shit feel?
Yo, hold on. I can't hear. Say that again, my fault, bro.
I said, how does it feel to be a bitch around a chick for 4 or 5 months and just hang out with her? How does that feel, like looking at her ass and titties from afar? And just being a friend. How does that feel? I was always curious. I'm curious. I've never done that before. How does that feel?
I'm trying to tell y'all, but y'all not letting me speak that. That's not the case. I said I never liked
her.
I was never her friend.
You never liked her? So why? Wait a second. Let me get this straight. You never liked her, but you just told her fucking ass. You told her you liked her. So what the fuck you never liked her?
I don't know about that one, Steve. McCullough, tell us what it is then. If it ain't that, then what is it?
This is the case. I was liking another girl, and I said, fuck this other girl. And now I like this girl because I feel like she liked me. I was like, all right, give her a chance.
What gave her the indication she liked you? Because she hugged you? What made you think she liked you? Because she gave you a fucking hug or talked to you?
Just the way she looking at me, I can tell I got my sense.
Oh, the way she looking at me. Yeah, she said, you're such a gay. You know what? I can never be this way with a straight guy. You're such a sweet guy. Oh, my God. Thank God you're not a man.
She looked at you that certain kind of way, and the best thing you had to follow up on that was, I like you.
Yeah.
You better stop looking at me like that. Listen, you better stop looking at me like that. You ain't think to hear with that. Listen, you playing a dangerous game. Stop looking at me like that. Like, you ain't even want to play no games like that. You said I like you.
Four or five months of her looking at you, culminated you saying I like you. Caller, wait. I'm not laughing.
You ain't
want
to tease and play with your food and nothing like that, man. He said I like you.
He said she looked at him a certain way. When did she look at you? Did she tilt her head to the left or the right? How did she look at you?
Nah, it wasn't the look.
You just said she looked at you. Wait, how did you know she liked you?
Honestly, bro, I don't remember the situation. I just told her I like her, and I think she still likes me. I'm just moving too fast. That's all it is. All
right, wait. You think 5 months is moving too fast, and that's why you ain't getting no pussy?
I wasn't talking to her 5 months.
You said you've known her for 4 or 5 months.
seen her. We had class together. I've seen her. I don't talk to her. Like, she sits, like,
when did you start talking to her? When did you start talking to her, sir?
I started talking to her. Let's see. Like, actually talking to her. Let's see. Like, like, maybe a month now? Yeah. Like, or
did you talk
like,
about maxi pads and tampaxes? Because that's what it sounded like your conversations were like. Did you talk about guys? Did she? It was more about what?
It was more about schoolwork, sir.
Oh, so you tried to backdoor with schoolwork, knowing you wanted to smash.
Yeah.
Well, then that's why your creepy ass didn't get it. Thank God. I'm glad the woman turned you down. Because there's nothing you can offer her. I mean, think about it. Let's be honest, guy. I'm going to tell you what she's thinking. Why would she want to fuck a guy that ain't a man that uses school and homework to get the woman to like him? And then says, wait, now wait about this. Now follow me on this. Like you're in the second grade. See, when I was in the second grade and I liked a girl, I would write on a piece of paper, I like you, do you like me, check the box, yes or no, and I'd pass it around the classroom and everything. You're saying I like you're in the second fucking grade. Do you think that's going to make her pussy wet? Make her wet between the legs?
I mean, I'm just saying how it is.
Well, hi. Well, I just want to tell you, I like you. She's like, what?
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we in the second grade? So you're like, I like what? You.
Wait,
you
what
just
say,
I like you.
What do I think?
Wait, no, it's not what you say. No, because you ain't got no game. So you ain't got no game. You don't need to know that. I'm just saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You were like,
cause it seemed like
you by the way, I like you. I mean, how did that even start? Can you tell us how that shit started? Wait, was she what combinated are you saying I like you? What happened before that?
Just her soul, man. Her whole personality, bro. I just fuck with her, bro.
No, wait. What happened? We were talking about school, and then you just said, I like you. What were you talking about to say I like you?
Her everything, bro. I don't know. I'm not spilling this.
All right. We're going to go ahead and let you go, man. You ain't answering no question. You just tell us how you fucking feel. 803, how can we help you, sir? Then 470. How can we help you, 803? What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? The real motherfucking man in here. What's going on? I want to ask y'all something, if I did something wrong or not. I saw this beautiful, fine lady. I said, hey, sweetie.
Wait, stop. What made her beautiful and fine? You already failed, but what made her beautiful and fine?
I like her looks.
What made her beautiful? Okay, what made her beautiful and fine?
Her ass.
Hmm. Then you are
like
not a man. Yes,
not
go. But she's not. What made her beautiful? See, this is why you understand why you already lost. I'm gonna let you finish your saying, but I'm gonna tell everybody that's listening. He lost everybody that's listening because he's worshiping women, and he ain't even worshiping himself. So he already automatically gave her respect, love, admiration, and everything else by just her ass cheeks, guys. That's how weak he is. Okay, Collins, please continue. So you
right.
Saw this beautiful woman, and then what?
Well, after I saw this beautiful, amazing woman, I said, hi, sweetie. She said, hey, I told her I'm interested in getting to know you and your personality. Now, that would count.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
Do you have her number?
No, but I give her my number. So she
has. Oh, and she ain't called you yet, huh? She ain't called
yet,
huh?
But I was wondering if I was.
Why you think that? No, because
so
you know why do you think she's
going? I just not texted her.
No, she's not. Well, you just texted her, so that means you got her number, then, right?
No, I just
right?
know Facebook dating thing. The Facebook dating.
What are you talking about, Facebook dating thing?
You never went on Facebook dating before.
Caller, what is your fucking question?
The question was, does that sound weak or that sound like a
weak
man?
Yeah, sounds like a bitch. Sounds a bitch shit.
If you have to turn around and say, does that sound
I'm
weak, I'm not going to lie, but now it sounds out of
No, I'm saying everything was a bitch. Everything was a bitch. Everything is a bitch. It's all bitch. You want me to tell you why? It's easy. I can tell you easily why. Because you don't love yourself.
Tell me.
You're desperate, needy. You ain't got no fucking game. And you're pandering over some ass cheeks like a woman. So everything comes out of your mouth is weak and bitch made. And that's why she's not going to be in touch with you. But that's your answer.
Steve, I know you don't want to, I know you don't know about me, but I don't really give a shit
Wait, sir. Hold on, sir. Wait, you asked it? Wait a second. Did you just ask what we thought? Wait. I'm sorry. Do you, wait, let me, you want me to clean it up for you or something? You just asked
what I thought.
You're a bitch. I don't understand. What more do you want me to say, man? Well, Steve, there's this beautiful woman that's so elegant and so perfect. I know nothing about her, but she got nice cheeks. Boy, I really need her. What? That's bitch.
All right, call it. Let's just put this on paper. On paper, man calls two men, uplifts stranger, random woman who we don't even know, vouches for her in his own words, uplifts her, gives her this grand introduction with no sense of foundation for that introduction. Then, you know, puts her first, right? Then turns around and says, I said this or did this. Do you guys think it's weak? So in your mind, she's this head of the top of the whatever the fuck. And you are trying not to be weak. Put that on paper and tell me what you think.
It makes sense.
803. Oh, it makes sense, huh?
Makes sense of what sense?
What's the sense?
Me pretending that I'm not weak, but in reality.
Just say it. I'm acting like a bitch.
Just say I'm acting like a bitch.
Just say I'm acting like a bitch.
Just say I'm acting like a bitch.
Oh, you want me to say it to Steve?
No, say it to all of us.
No, just say it out loud. Nigga, throw it out the window if you got to.
Just say I'm a bitch.
I'm acting like a bitch.
Why can't say the opposite? It will feel better.
Because you ain't acting like the opposite, but we just put it on paper. Listen, we didn't make this about you. We made it about action. We didn't, listen, because you ain't got to take it personally. Just look, put the actions on paper. We put it on paper.
You see what the paper says?
But listen, y'all telling me what I'm texting right now. I'm interested in getting to know you and your personality. Here's my number.
No, call it.
Can't make a penny a dollar.
Right, or a lion a duck a lion. My brother, listen. You came into this shit feminine and weak as fuck. You uplifted a woman who didn't even show you any value or worth, and you gave her value or worth because she knew how to wear tight clothes, makeup, and weed probably. That's some bitch shit, dog. Just say I'm a bitch.
Carl, I'll tell you what. If you don't get it yet, your city probably has a downtown. I would assume that every city has a downtown, right? Steve, don't laugh. I'm trying not to laugh on this. Your city has a downtown, right? Go get painted in silver. Go get silver clothes. And go stand outside.
Hold on, I'm gonna let y'all know.
See how many beautiful women walk past y'all day. And then you're gonna see what you thought of that last girl, and then you see if you feel the same.
What?
I want to let you know. Tell your comments, respect me,
yo,
and respect my opinion.
Wait, caller, you called us. We don't know you. You asked what we thought. You asked us. What's the problem here?
No, but look, listen. But at least y'all was honest, and I respect that.
Yeah, so look, this is what you do. I'm going to answer it. Look, find the nicest restaurant in town and take her out and let her eat. Feed her. Take her to Chez Francois. Buy her the most expensive ring and pay her bills, dog, because that's what you're going to be doing.
No, that's what bitches do, though. I'm thinking about Starbucks or ice cream.
No, no, you can't think about it. You're too weak. Dog, she smells, brother, you understand she smells that. She smells bitch on you, right? You do understand that, right? Let me tell you why. See, this is what you don't understand about women. When you told us what you told us, it's the same thing she saw in you. You had your eyes lit up because you saw her in some tight clothes. You already lost.
So it's not about the physical, it's about the mental.
Well,
it's about what you chose to do, bro. We put it on paper.
Yeah,
bro.
Put it on paper. We put that motherfucker on paper.
And they make it personal, so you ain't going to get offended in that.
Yeah, yeah.
So put it on paper.
The paper says bitch. The paper said B-I-T-C-H, bro. We ain't say it. The paper did.
All right, so I want y'all to, okay, because if I see something that I like, let's be honest. You see
it's okay. Okay, wait. I'm not saying don't go after what you like, but listen to what you're saying. Well, hey, Taekwondo, I saw this woman, and she's so fucking amazing. I mean, oh, my God, I just believe, oh, she's, man, that's some bitch shit, 803. Men don't talk that way. It's a fucking woman, so what? And was she out of down or she not? That's how you should
have. This would have been the real dragon. Yo, I did the flyest shit ever. No, when I went up there, that's what I said. Here's how I said it. And you should have saw her face when I said that shit. And in a matter of fact, after I said it, her friend even said, listen, come on, gang.
Yeah, you was on some
love. You love with her for being as is.
Yeah, you like a whole new world. You were like singing some Aladdin songs and shit when you saw that woman. You were like, dog.
I mean, did she have a glowing ring around her head or something?
Yeah, well, like she walk on water or some shit. What's the bitch? She ain't special.
Or like
you
a,
make,
or like
fact,
a pasta finita.
Call her. You don't make a woman special. Special is earned. And you gave her special for free by saying she's beautiful. And if you know game, we're beautiful. We're sexy. We're all those things. She's got to earn that shit, man. You don't just tell a woman she's beautiful because she knows how to put on makeup. But you didn't know that, did you? Look at that piece of paper tied to Major D. Just read that shit, okay? All right, so we get to the next call. But, hey, hang in there, man. Everybody can't be a man. Just remember that, okay?
Hey, I got something to say before y'all kick me out. Hopefully one day I could be out there with real men and I could speak game with
another kid. Nah, it's not for you.
Right now?
Nah, I see. Hey, look, I see there's a brand new patch of grass over yonder. You need to check that shit out. I heard that's the tasty grass. Go eat some grass, caller.
All right, man.
All right, respect, man. All right, Erico 407, you up then 513. What's up, 407? 470, what's up?
Hello?
470 going once. Okay, what's up, brother?
Hey, my quick question that I have is, where did I meet women at? Because I don't really want to
go out your door. Out your door.
I got a better question. How do you not meet women?
Exactly. The fuck?
Because normally I do working Monday through Friday. So I only got a weekend to,
Sir, do you work,
in a cave?
Right. Call her. You don't get lunch breaks?
I do.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you another dumbass question. Break. Is there not a mall next to where you work at? Is there a mall somewhere where you live? Or you work at?
Yeah, it's 30 minutes away from where I work at.
Wait. Okay, don't you have a thing called happy hour after work that you can go to?
After work?
Well, yeah, golly gee, yeah.
Because normally, after work, I normally hit the gym after work.
So then you choose, okay, wait, is it, there's not women at the gym? Is it just dudes?
There are women at the gym, but, I've been watching a whole lot of RP content, and they're all saying, it's not really a
debate. Wait, whose content? Wait, who's content?
What are they saying?
Who the fuck RP? Who the fuck is RP? Who is RP?
That means
caller. You're in the wrong place. You need to go back to the bitch shit that you're listening to. This you coming in like a bitch, dude. You listening to bullshit. Why would you come to a man's space knowing that you listen to bitch shit?
And why would you need that to explain who you are and your problem?
Friend, listen, your job, listen. There were no women outside your door, so don't worry about it. They don't exist. Just go to work and go to the gym and keep listening to that red pill stuff, okay? I think that's the best thing you should do, man.
All right, appreciate the advice.
Okay, red pill for life. Yay, red pill. Fuck off this phone. Erico 513, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, I can hear me?
Yes.
All right. I've been having, like, issues with the whole, like, going, well, I got a question as far as, like, the deep not wide, or, yeah, the deep not wide situation. And it's like, can that be developed, and how do you develop it?
Dog, can you please get off your stomach and quit kicking your legs up in the air and talk, because we can't hear you. Sit up. Get off your stomach. You're laying on your stomach with your feet in the air. Please stand up and fucking talk. What did you say? We can't hear you.
As far as, like, the deep not why conversation goes, like, can it be developed, and, like, how do you develop
Can what
it?
Be developed? Can what be developed?
Like, the deep not why conversation, like, going deep rather
but you,
than
why. But you ain't a student. Wait. But you're not a student of the game. Why would you ask questions like that? You're not ready to learn that shit.
Why
you actually
I?
Think you really want to learn? Well, no, you
yeah.
choose not to. Okay, you choose not to. All right, okay.
How do I choose not to?
How long
to?
You been listening? Wait, well, I'm about to tell you. How long you been listening to Taekwondo for?
How long? It's been a
yeah,
minute.
How long?
Since he's been at, like,
okay.
less than a,
right, my whole point.
Less
okay.
than 100K. Probably, like,
okay.
50K,
so here's my
50K.
Okay, here's my question. Where have you got coaching from him?
Where have I gotten coaching from?
Have you ever got coaching from him?
Nah.
So then look, it's okay. You don't want to learn. If you just watch him and bird watch him all day or for as long as you have and you haven't got coaching from him, then you actually don't want to learn anything. And you're actually exactly where you're supposed to be. So don't fight it. Accept it. You're just going to be a loser all your life.
That's not the case because I'm trying to get it right now.
No, you're not trying right now. You should have tried. Okay. When you saw Taekwondo, there was a moment you said, this motherfucker's different. This motherfucker got game. You knew that moment, the first video or it was a few videos into that, you knew he was a bad motherfucker. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So when you knew that at that point, why didn't you invest in him to get coaching so you can learn under him then?
Because I thought the videos was enough, and apparently
well,
not.
You thought, huh? Well, no. But I'm saying, listen, it's what y'all gotta understand is that you are what you are, and you shouldn't fight it. And you know, someone is. Listen, if I was you, right, and I heard Taekwondo, first day, I would have been in touch with his fucking ass, and I would say, let me know what the fuck I can do. To develop my mind. You want to know why? Because that's what I did at 9 to my mentor. So I'm saying the fact you didn't do that means that you really didn't want it. You just was watching just for entertainment purposes. It sucks to hear that truth, but you don't want to learn, man. Because if you wanted to learn, you would have learned years ago or weeks ago, months ago, excuse me. Months when he's at 50K, you would have been a student up under him when he was 50K. Now he's at 200, you would be a bad motherfucker. Your eyes would be glowing right now. But you really didn't want to learn. Just like some of the other guys. You just got to accept the grass and not the meat. The meat is not for you. The grass is.
But I got a question for you then,
but,
Steve. If I didn't want to learn it, why would I sit up here and call and try to ask the question?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. This is the thing how the mind works. See, the mind knows you don't want to learn. He just said, go ahead and call and say you actually want it. See, it's not a thing.
Trick yourself into doing enough.
There you, thank you, Taekwondo. See that? See,
what was it?
Y'all guys, you don't understand what a sense of, okay, again, if I were you, and I let's say I didn't have no game, okay, and I heard Taekwondo, day one, brother, you wouldn't even have to tell me, because if he knows what he knows and he knows more than I know, I'm already invested. But you didn't do that. See, you were like, I'm just going to watch his shows. And I'm not going to do anything but watch his shows and think I'm going to learn game that way. And then all of a sudden you just have this epiphany to call and ask that question. This is a question that should have been asked at 50K, not at 200K. You see what I'm saying, Carl? So you don't really want it. It's your mind tricking you to think that you actually want it when you really don't want it. Because if you really wanted it, you would have wanted it at 50K. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, how your mind works. If you really wanted it at 50K, you would have invested at 50K. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it make a little bit of sense.
Well, I try to make sense sometimes, man. I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that, listen, I'm telling you why. The reason why I know this caller is because when I was 9 years old, that's what happened to me. When I saw my Taekwondo, I was nine, and I mean, Taekwondo was just swimming his daddy's nuts around that time. But I'm saying that when I saw my Taekwondo, or my Miyagi-Do or my Jedi Master, I invested right then and there. That's how I know what a student of the game is. There are those who watch things happen, those that wonder why things happen, you, and then there's guys like me that make things happen because I needed it. I needed to learn because I knew he had something I wanted, and I couldn't go as – I was at my end. I couldn't know anything, so he was my beginning. So I invested in my Taekwondo or my Miyagi-Do guy at nine because I knew he was the one that was going to get me where I needed to go. You knew this at 50K, but you didn't do that. That says you don't really want it. Now your mind is telling you you want it just to feel good about yourself, but you really don't want it, though. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I hope you listen. I'm not saying look. You can start now. I mean, it's no. Listen, you can start now and invest in them. But I'm just saying that it's a shame that when the thing about opportunity, like Halley's Comet, it only comes like every 75 minutes. When it comes, if you do not grab opportunity, and then you're gonna miss out. And what I'm saying to you is, you can learn from Taekwondo right now. But all I'm saying is, what do you think you would be right now if you learned at 50K, knowing now you're at a Taekwondo at 200K, right? You see what I'm saying? You see the difference? If you would have started at a 50K Taekwondo, and you're talking to us right now, your eyes would be glowing as fuck right now, because you'd be cold as fuck, because you're growing along with the process of Tai as he's evolving. He's already evolved, but he's still evolving. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah.
But you missed him at the 50K. You could get him at the 200K, but you were missing out on the 100. There was a 150K loss there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that's the sad thing. Because if you've been listening to him this long and you haven't invested as deep as this motherfucker is, you have not invested. Are you serious?
I got the
pain.
You know how to throw it.
I'm just saying. I say this because, like I said before, I knew it at nine. If I know it at nine and you're a grown-ass man and you can't see that what he's showing you at 50K, you're 100K behind. That means you're behind the class, because there was some gentlemen or guys that jumped with Taekwondo at 50K. If you can jump on now, but realize you're 100K behind everybody else. So you got to catch up. You can start now, but you got a lot of catching up to do, because you're 100K behind those that jumped on at 50K.
Especially on consistent ones.
Yeah. So you got to do it. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying that You got work to do. Because you had opportunity at 50K, and it's sad you want to take it. You want to take it now at 200, but you missed out on 150. You missed out on 150, my brother.
Yeah. I got another question, kind of similar to what we can talk about, but like the whole like drive type situation. Like, can drive be developed? Like, drive in like a passion or like not even a passion, like drive in life, can that be developed, or is it like,
well, you already have a drive,
you already have it, dog. What are you talking about, can it be developed?
It's probably right now a drive of mediocre, a drive of laziness, a drive of being comfortable, a drive of doing enough, feeling like enough, following other people's rules and opinions and all types of, you're driving something. Now, the key is to put your drive into a direction which you chose.
Mm-hmm.
You have drive. You can pick up your keys to go to work?
Yes, sir.
Is that not drive? Don't you open the door? Is that not drive? Don't you grab your fucking remote control? Is that not drive? So how the fuck do you say, how do I could get something that you already have?
No, I'm saying...
Billion dollars, small, let me tell you a dumb fucking ass. Why don't you do the fucking math, you dumb fuck? Excuse me, Taekwondo. If he's at 200,000, you dumb fuck, and this guy met him at 50,000, do the fucking math. How the fuck am I off with my numbers if what is 200 minus fucking 50 and then add it, or 200,000 minus 50,000, you dumb fuck?
Can I ask what that
is? What do you mean the math is off?
Yeah, we gotta change the subject, man. They gonna be trolling on there.
Yeah, man, you work for a penny.
Yeah, that's his last question on the call. We can get to the next one.
All right, we get to the next one, caller. Yeah, all right, caller. Thank you very much, caller. Let's get to the next question. All right, we got next. All right, before 9, we got a 111 to 901. Well, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
It's good, Gabe.
Hi. The first caller tonight was talking about interracial dating, and I just want to know your thoughts on that, because I'm currently
in a species
relationship.
Wait, sir. Why do you care? Why do you care what another man does?
Well, I was wanting your opinion.
Well, it's not about opinion. I'm asking, why do you care?
Because I'm just getting, I live in a rural area with very.
Well, it doesn't matter where you live. I don't care where you. I don't care.
Is somebody going to break into your bedroom while you're butt ass naked and rip you off of that woman?
Well, cut me off before I can finish my thing. That loudmouth jackass.
Well, I didn't need you to finish your thing. I just need to ask how old you are. Why don't you tell us how old you are before you open and tell us this dumbass question? How old are you, big guy?
I'm 27.
Okay, so why are you a 27 grown ass man wanting to know opinions of two other guys on something that has nothing to do with you?
Well, you keep interrupting me. You didn't even hear the damn prank call, you dumbass.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. All right, sir. Well, we're going to hang up on you. You right, fuck surface pussy. Yeah, absolutely right.
You come down here to Kentucky, I'll show you.
Yeah, you come down here to Goddamn Kentucky, you come down to Kentucky, we gonna show you a thing to do. I'm gonna get the boys together, son. All right, 901, what's your question, man? What's up?
Round them boys up.
Round them boys up.
You can survive 8 seconds in our town when the sun go down.
He ain't going in our county. He ain't going
my down. My pa used to take care of boys like you.
Yeah.
See, your kind used to have respect.
Yeah, white power. White power. Hold on, 901. You know what? I remember when we used to go to the town hall, we captured some of them motherfucking Jezebels, and we used to round them all up, and we used to put on our hats, and we used to watch them. Goddamn, white power.
Oh, man, the good old time.
And what old good old time, Jam? I mean, what's going on with all this rap music? We losing all our white girls and everything. I mean, these colors are taking all of our women. White power. How can they do that?
Man, the corruption of the culture is just going, by golly.
By golly gee. I just cannot do it. Man, I was talking to Cooter.
I ought to be damn.
Yeah, I ought to be damn, man. I was talking to Cooter. You know, Cooter was over there trying to get that automator. You know, True Cooter is, you know, he's sister. He's sister Mary Lou, sister and everything. He stayed on the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was talking to Cooter, and Cooter was just telling me, man. He was like, man.
What tarnation got in the
Cooter? Man, I don't know what tarnation got in the Cooter. Cooter was just telling us, man, you know what? We just losing our white girls to them colored. Them color boys, they just are rapping in the with the bling bling and all that other stuff, white power. Just don't understand it. I just don't understand one thing.
I mean, that brother said you didn't let me finish. Thank God. That was fucking weird.
All right.
No, sure.
Okay, now the one you. What's your question, man? What's up, man?
All right, so confidence is key. The key to confidence is trusting in oneself. My question is, like, how does...
Why I ought
to... Wait, like, confidence is key.
All right, my fault, buddy. We just fucking around.
No, yeah, you said...
All right, you said confidence is trusting oneself. And then...
I was trying to figure, like, what's the, like, steps to building towards trusting in oneself? Even though it's really a dumbass question, but
still. Well, it's no dumb question. I don't understand what the question. You got to speak up because I can understand what you're saying. What did you say about trust?
I'm saying what are some of the steps one can take to, like, trusting in oneself?
To learn to trust yourself.
Yeah, get your puzzle pieces, brother.
It was all about putting those puzzle pieces back together.
Yo, I got to buy it first to see. I can't tell you. You got to see it for yourself.
All right. My other question is, like, I really...
When you trust yourself enough to make the decisions in your life that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to second guess yourself?
No, ain't nothing about second guessing. Because you might second guess. You might doubt it. You might remap the plan. You might change the decision, recalculate something, and... learn from a mistake or something like that. That's all right.
But
it's just trusting yourself enough to fuck up on your own accord.
So as long as the goal, the mission is complete, type stuff. As long as I got to the goal.
Well, here's the problem. You're looking at an infinite thing as a goal. You're not a goal. You're infinite. You go beyond infinite or goals, and that's the problem. You're looking at my stepping stone. Once I reach this point, I'm there. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way, but guy, doesn't work that way.
No,
you're limitless. You're limitless. Well, that's how you're talking. You're saying your goal, right? You mentioned a goal.
No, what I mean by goal, I don't mean just yeah. I do mean goal, but I'm not just saying it's myself as the goal.
What did you tell yourself? Let's be honest. What did you tell yourself December 31st when that ball was dropping? What did you tell yourself you were going to change? What did you say you was going to change December 31st when a ball was dropping? What did you say you was going to do?
I told myself a lot because it was get more.
Yeah, I know you did.
And you waited
yeah,
until that day because...
No, it wasn't that I waited to that day. These were things I was telling myself over the course of that year. It was just that day
I jotted down
all the things that I needed.
Same guy, still the same person. 5 months and 12 days, excuse me. 5 months and 12 days, you're still the same person. So you understand when you tell yourself shit and you don't do it, that means it's just a fantasy and a daydream.
Mm-hmm. You're breaking apart that trust in yourself. On paper, because y'all seem to take this person. Put it on paper.
Something. I don't really get a fuck.
And they don't follow up on what they said.
It's a dream.
Would you trust that person?
So it's basically, since I'm not completing my own goals for myself, I can't trust within myself?
You choose? No. Because you choose not to do it. You choose not to. Yeah, it's not us. No one has a gun to your head. You just lie to yourself every year saying you're going to be something that you're not, and that's the process. And you listen, I think you just, I always call it law zero. The game ain't for everybody. That's why we're a special group of people, because we accelerate where most people don't. So maybe you just got to come to grips with you don't want to learn, and what you are is you just got to accept who you are and just hope that you don't, your woman don't run into a man like us one day in your life.
I get that. I already been through some shit type shit, but it's just like I have a willingness to learn, even though
I don't want to learn.
Listen. If you really had a willingness to learn, you would have jumped out the porch.
Yep, you would have done that December 31st or before December 31st, but you don't have a willingness to learn. You have a willing, listen, you have a willingness to lie to yourself. You have a willingness to daydream and fantasize, but you're not ever going to do it. I mean, who wants to be a man? I mean, who wants to do shit? You know what I mean? You just like being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not us putting a gun to your head. You choose not to do it. But here's the worst part, caller. If you listen to this show and try to do it now that you listen to this show, you're actually doing the worst thing to yourself, because if you got to use us to be motivated enough to do it, that means when we go away, the thought and motivation is going to go away with us. So mm-hmm. you got to be careful now, because we're not here to motivate you. We're just telling you the truth. Don't do it because of we say do it. Mm-mm. You got to do it on your own.
I get that. I have to find the motivation within myself. That's what I'm looking for.
But you're not looking for it. It's there. You just choose not to use it.
Carla, here's the main thing. When the cameras go off,
yep.
nobody's looking. Nobody will know. It's just you, yourself, and you and I, whatever the fuck, me, myself, and I type shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it matters. It doesn't matter when we're looking.
Yep.
It doesn't matter when the cameras are on. It doesn't matter. See, to other people who play in the perceptions of who they think you are, it matters. And then you can puppeteer with people's perceptions and just
yes.
sort of use them against themselves. But that's advanced, so we won't talk about that. But with you play into the public game by fooling yourself that matters. When it doesn't, it only matters when the cameras are off, nobody's looking in this behind the scenes, and no one will know except you. Because if you can't hold yourself accountable in a time like that, you'll never win.
Right. The worst thing you do is go when you get motivation from somebody else. It's their motivation. It's not really your motivation. And then when it goes away, you go away. That's what we're saying. It should have been just like that other gentleman. It should have been done a long time ago. There has to be a sense of urgency in you to be sick and tired of this lifestyle. I don't know why y'all love being average. I just don't know why y'all love it so much to a point where you do everything you can to stay average. I mean, I just don't understand. That's a language I don't understand. I don't know. It's just amazing that you guys.
Honestly, I even would say this with the channel and shit like that. Like, even because I haven't been able to upload every day like I usually do or stream as much as I usually do. Nigga, it's like I don't have a drug. It's,
yeah.
It's like I don't have my addiction. It's like I need my fix. Yeah. I don't even feel right not working on something.
Oh, my God.
Even though I have a good reason, I'm doing finals, I'm turning in this test, I'm closing this project, I'm doing this. It don't even feel right not to be grinding in a certain way I know
man,
I should be.
Really?
I'm uncomfortable. That makes me, laziness makes me uncomfortable. Losing makes me uncomfortable. Bullshitting makes me uncomfortable.
Hey,
I don't know how being working harder and pushing yourself makes you guys uncomfortable.
Yeah. Even the thought of it is uncomfortable, goddamn it.
It's an ick.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine just, like, being like this? Can you imagine just sitting around and being complacent all day? I don't even know what that would – what is that like to just sit and not do shit and just go on to YouTube and watch shit and not do shit? What is it – I just want to know what it's like. It's the most – to me, again, I'm alien.
For the guys out there, it's a deep seat. You sit down and you keep singing.
It's the thing, like, I don't just, like, sit on my ass all day. I'm literally at work 24-7.
Listen. You thought that was physically. You thought we were speaking physically.
On the mental, baby. and the mental. Do you understand every day, 25? Okay, do you understand that the only, do you know how much sleep I got today, caller? You know how much sleep I got? I did a show, no, not even 4 hours. I think it was like 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I did a show last night, and I was grinding all day. And, you know, I did a drive, and I did that hour show at 3 in the morning, came home, had to feed my fucking horses and damn dogs and shit. And then I got 30 minutes in, and guess what my mind said? Idea. And when the idea comes, I can't just...
Hey, Steve, you know that spark? Listen, hold on. You know that spark of energy you get when you have a thought?
Right, you can't... Dude.
It's like riding a lightning bolt.
Yes. Yeah, you can't...
It is.
You feel me?
Can't shake it.
Can't shake it
off. Can't sleep. Can't you don't know. You, all your energy is back. Forget you tired.
Oh yeah, fuck that tired. And I've been up all only 30 minutes of sleep. And do you see me looking tired because
sluggish or
yeah? Oh my God, when that thought comes, you just it's just so exciting because it's a new thought, a new level of thinking. And you ain't got time to say, well, I'll do it later, because it'll go away if you don't grasp it. And we grasp all those thoughts. You know?
Hey, Steve, yeah. They don't know what it's like. You just be sitting there like this in the crib. You walking in circles. You can't even, the thought is running such a train up here.
Yes.
You physically can't even stay still.
You can't
even walk around.
Yeah, because you're just grasp it.
You might have put something in your hand.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, what a dope ass.
Saying it loud.
Oh man, typing the whole thing, getting in the studio, tracking that shit. Oh man, brother, you just don't understand how great it is. But looking at you, you're like, well, gee, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll get around to it next month. I don't even know how that works. That's why I keep telling you. When you go,
I'd be having to write down the keywords to the thought.
All the time.
Like, all right, now it's time to postpone this month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lucky for me now with the technology, because I used to have a notepad with me everywhere I go, but now that I have a recorder, I'm able to record the thought and lay it down and store it. I can store it in my mind, go back to it, grab the tracks, and work on it. I mean, if it's a thought of a way of kissing her, making her smile, making her blush, something dope to say to her, it's just, it's a faucet. It never shuts the fuck off. And Taekwondo, the only way I can quiet it down is listen to classical music. The only way I can try to soothe my fucking mind is silence it.
I tell myself to go to sleep. No, that's what people don't understand. One of the most relaxing things I can do is not think.
Yes. Yeah.
I go to a movie theater and lean my chair back and just go into the world of the movie. That is the most peaceful, one of the most. And people be like, when I go to the movies, I'll be like, I literally have to take my mind out of my, like, just, I got to throw it somewhere else.
Got you.
And put it in this movie. Fall into this world.
Got you, dog. Got you.
Fall into this world, man. Because that shit be racing.
All the time, dog. It's a faucet. It's beautiful. Yes, what's up?
What helps y'all, like, calm down y'all mind? Like, my mind races, but...
Well, your mind ain't... Okay, stop. You're not... Okay, no. Your mind is racing with excuses, and you're following it. You're not.
Don't get too excited because we're talking this
shit right
here.
We talking
about no. You and your mind hate each other right now. Y'all hate each other. You have to, before you even get on this side of the fence, you gotta open that friendship first. You and your mind hate each other.
Y'all gotta become friends.
Y'all competing.
Yes.
Y'all going to war. Y'all clashing. Y'all pulling tug of war.
Yes.
Y'all on a different mission. Your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. You're all torn apart in 50 million different ways.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We are a unit, a team. What Steve be saying? Steve say your general, your warden,
your president.
We are under the same
shit.
Law of the land.
Woo!
We are one way, one mission, one mind, one movement, one soul, one body, one heart. We are on the same page.
Oh my God!
So how did
beautiful.
You get there?
Beautiful.
And even when all the council members are not on the same page, we sit down at the table and we say,
what's going on.
Yep.
And we ain't picking each other apart. We like this. We got the Philosopher's Stone. We like, we chopping that shit up.
Yep. We
exactly. My board of directors.
Yes. There you go. The board of your board of directors. Now, y'all don't even know about that. How do you not have your board of directors? You got to sit. Wait. What we do with the thought? I got the thought. Let me bring in the culinary school. Let me bring in my drug lab. Let me bring in my guide. Let me bring in my warrior. We got to talk about this idea. We got to see how we can take it.
Is that as if they think success is some Krabby Patty formula or something? As if, you know, you look at any successful company, they got a CEO.
Yes.
They got an investment department. They got a
yes.
Different firms, a law firm part of the thing. They might have the managers for their managers.
Yes.
They might have levels to the staff and the way the organization is organized. It may be a top-down system. It may be a multi-directional system. It may be a left to right, and you have no organization here.
Right.
And then you listen, let's tie it back if y'all can't see the connection. So by the time you want to approach that woman, or by the time you want to put your bid in and go for any goal, whether it's get a number, get her your number, fuck, don't fuck, make this connection, make the impact, be this or be that, with, you don't realize why you can't do that. Because you have 20 million different things pulling 20 million different ways. One is telling you you're not enough. One is telling you you don't know what to do. One is telling you you can't do it. One is telling you you want to do it. One is telling you you should. One is telling you you're a bitch if you don't. One is telling how do you get anything done? You don't. And then you fail. And then because so many voices are screaming and hollering different things and you don't have no order in it,
yep.
You look at this action in so many different ways. Well, I'm a loser. She hates me. I'm not enough. She wanted a high-value man. I wasn't tall enough. I didn't have enough money. She rejected me because of this. She didn't like me because of that. And you start feeding all your narratives on that thing rather than telling yourself what your narrative is.
And follow that shit.
And knowing what the power is in that.
Yep.
It's night and day. I wouldn't even call it night and day. It's a planet to another galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a connection. Again, it's beauty. But again, Carl, we got to grab some other calls. But you just got to get some coaching, dog. You got to start somewhere because you can't do it yourself. That's the problem. You cannot do it yourself. You need someone to show you how to do it for yourself, brother. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Great call, man. Appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Area code 513, you're up next in 708 and 973. What's up? We're getting all the calls in. So 513, what's up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. What's up?
Okay. I had a question for y'all. I wanted to see if you could give your perspective on how disrespectful I could have been in the situation.
Wait, we can't hear you. Can you speak? Because you sound like this. You sound like muffled. Pull your mouth from the phone like you're kissing it. Pull back from the phone. Talk. What's up?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
All right. So I had a girl come over. It's 1:30. She comes over. We talk. I mean, I have Netflix on, but, you know, I'm pretty much, like, know what time it is.
1:30 what?
I start doing all the things. Like, basically, I had her come over to have sex, pretty much.
No, you didn't. So, you came over to watch
pretty Netflix. Much kind of basically kind of came over to have sex.
No.
No, why? No, that's not kind of basically whatever. Why should she want to fuck you?
Right. She didn't. What's up with this Netflix shit?
No, I mean, because, I mean.
If she came over there, probably not even knowing why she did, you probably said, what, hang out?
Yeah, come hang out with me and watch your TV. You didn't say come over to suck my dick. Wait, why are you hanging up? Why do you hang up? Wait, what did we say? See? He just ran off. I guess y'all don't want to hear.
He's like, well, I invited her over with ambiguous plans.
Yeah,
and,
she knew what I said.
a vague reason to come, and then she came over and did vague things and ambiguous things.
Yeah, come on, guys. You know, she knew what I meant by come over to Netflix and chill. Don't you know that? That's what the red pill teaches us.
She can pick up on my hint.
Oh, man, yes. Yes, when I sat on the other side of the couch, she didn't notice, and I just want to know, why didn't she come over? Anyway, let's get to 708. What's your question, 708? What's up? 708 going what? 708 going twice.
Hello?
What's your question? Hello? What's your question?
So I have two questions. So the first one?
Sure.
Right, so let's say I had this girl, right? We smoked.
Let's say you had this girl, okay.
Right, we smoked in my way, like, twice. And honestly, I'm not even have issues with her. I was just like...
Well, wait. Is this a figment of your imagination conversation? Because you're saying, let's say. A man don't say that. Why don't you just say I was with
this
girl instead of let's say?
It is a.
So is it a?
Is
it a story that you're telling us? Is it a riddle?
No, a real story, a real girl. Mike.
So then it's.
So
then why can't you say?
Let's say.
Yeah, let's say Santa Claus. I mean, come on, man. Come on. What's your question? What is the question?
So we smoked twice, right? And I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't ask a statement.
Like,
I'm asking what is the question.
Should I wait?
Should
for
you wait for
call?
What?
I wait for her to talk to me.
You wait for her to talk
wait
to you.
Wait for her to call me. Should I wait for her to call me, or should I even meet
what?
Call her?
No, if I was you, I wouldn't call her, man. Why would she want to talk to you?
Cause I raised up.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be funny, but why would she want to talk to you? What is so special about you? Why would she want to talk to you? What are you going to talk to her about?
Oh, let's feed this story. Y'all had this meetup and
when
this interaction.
We held conversation for like hours.
About what?
About everything. Friends, school.
So you're a gay best friend. So you're a gay best friend. I think it's beautiful that women have gay best friends. I think every woman should have a couple. So you should be proud that you're a gay best friend.
Doing God's work out here, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I think you're awesome.
So what you're saying is
I think,
should make a move. I should like. I mean, I'll,
no,
I
don't,
mean,
no,
I mean,
no,
I
you,
mean,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, you can't,
no,
no,
don't go to jail. Don't go to jail. Make a move.
Yeah, you can't make the move now. You've already made the move, and the move is that you don't have any fucking experience, so you tried to backdoor her, and now you're in the friend zone, buddy. You can't make the move. You already made it. Well, hey, let's say, hey, so tell me what you do for a living. I mean, you already said that boring ass shit, so she knows.
In your head, in your head, like, man, how many blunts is it going to take before she gets horny? In?
Yeah, she's going to buzz. Maybe she's going
to. No, hit that. You ain't really smoked that one. Come on, hit that. She high enough.
I wasn't
yet.
Hanging out with her for the special, you feel me? I was just talking to her, getting to know her.
Wait, for hours? Dog. Let's start from it.
Is her name Victoria's Secret?
Yeah. What do you want from this woman? What do you want from this woman? What do you want from this woman?
Nickname Krabby Patty
for real. What do you want? Okay. Are you okay then? Let's call her right now and tell. All right. Let's call her right now.
She got that mystery walk.
Right. Yeah. Call her. Let's call her right now. Tell her you want to have a no strings attached relationship with her. Ready?
Should you call her? We said you should.
Wait, why are you laughing? What's so funny? I'm sorry, but wait. Did you say you wanted a no-string relationship? Why are you laughing? I don't understand. I'm serious. Let's call her right now and tell her you want. Dude, all right.
What is so funny? Hold on. You know what I find funny?
Jesus.
She spent several hours talking to her about God knows what. Now you want to realize, do you want to call her back or to try to talk? How many more hours would y'all talk this time if you called her again?
Jesus Christ, man.
That's funny to me.
It was like for like 30 minutes, and then the second time.
Call her. Call her. You go to your second question because you don't want to talk to the bitch. You're scared. So what's the second question?
Yeah, you don't want
to. You scared
call
the pussy.
Man.
So go ahead. What's the second question?
Make the chess move on the board.
Yeah, you scared.
You want to play? Yeah, you want to play checkers.
I called her to smoke again, but when I do it, I'm trying to figure out how should I make the move.
I told you.
Do you have a fucking time machine?
Call her, bro.
Why are you trying to?
Why don't you call the fucking woman right now and tell her I want a no strings attached relationship with you. That's how you do it. You see whoever you want, and we fuck on the side. That's it. What's the problem?
Okay. Okay.
Yo, call her right now. We'll be quiet. Go ahead and call her. Call her right now.
He never said nothing like that before.
So I know. He's like, well,
right now,
maybe.
Right now, it's crazy.
Never mind. Go to your second
question. When are you going to do it? 2 weeks, 2 months?
Never mind. What's your second question?
When you're talking about, me and this girl been together, not like her. And
yeah.
She basically, you're either going to waste your time, man.
Don't do it, bro. What's your second question? Let's go to the next question. What's your second question?
So this girl I used to talk to, who I hit up, and asked her the link.
Strong enough to have it 2 weeks to take
it. She showed up to my job. I was working at my job, and then she just showed up to my job, and it was unexpected. And we made eye contact and shit, and like she was like trying to hide from me when I saw her and shit, but I didn't go up to her because I'm at my job. Like I don't know what she expects.
You have her number? Do you have her number?
No, but I have like her Snapchat. Should I just call her on Snap?
No, don't do it. You ain't ready for this shit. No, listen. Just leave her alone. Let her find a man. Leave her alone. Just leave these women alone. Just do them both a favor and leave them alone. They need a man. You're not ready to.
You ain't knowing shit, bro.
You ain't ready, dog. I'm just being. Just leave them alone. Let them find a real man where they can be pleasured. Because all you're gonna do is waste their time. And I don't think you should waste their time.
Okay. You decide right now. You on shit or you ain't on shit?
Yeah, you ain't on.
You missed to make it happen or missed to want it to happen and wishing is waiting for the right moment. And
yeah, you ain't about this. You ain't about this life.
Sidelines.
Yeah.
Just
lay on your stomach, kick your feet up, and just let them just walk by. And
yeah, wait for her to call you. Keep checking your phone. Keep turning on every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Did she call me yet? Was that vibration her?
Yeah, I mean, you just ain't ready 708, okay? So listen, hopefully 1 year you'll find that girl that could run your life, okay, big guy?
So I just need to start making that happen, basically.
No, you're not. No, I don't want to say that because you're not going to do it. No, you're not going to make it happen. You're not. You're never going to make it happen. Because if you were going to make it happen, you would have made it happen. So, no, you're not ready for it, dog. I keep telling you, everybody can't be a man, buddy, so you know what you are. Look, I hear the grass tastes better over there in that little pile over there, so just go over to her and keep eating grass, okay? You're not a man. And she's not – and none of those women see you as a man.
All right, man.
Well, I don't mean to hurt
you. Bro, just look at what you –
brother.
I'm telling you, it ain't even personal, bro. Put it on paper.
Yeah, put it on paper again. Go ahead, put it on paper, Ty. Put it on paper, Ty.
Put it on paper.
You're
you know what you want.
Yeah, you know what you want, and you have someone over 2 times smoking, and all you do is talk about boring-ass questions to show that you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you actually want to have a I-just-want-to-fuck relationship,
but
you can't even...
Maybe we've been bullying y'all too much. Let's get y'all to fantasy land. Let's
go fantasy.
Let's put the hope in your eyes.
Yes.
Let's put the stars in your eyes. What if she wanted to fuck you? Listen, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. What if her mom before
she
came?
Listen,
I ain't asking you a question. I'm telling you something now. Yeah, you got all the answers. Now you got all the answers, bro. Please chill. Please chill. We put you in a situation to do what you got to do. You ain't want to do it. What if on her mind she was like, I can't wait to go over there and see what he does and how he gets me to spread my legs and how he, you know what, I'm going to just go over there and whatever happens, happens. And if he plays this, you know what? I'm so nasty and I'm so horny. And if he can unlock this monster in me, this nasty, freaky, everything I am, that's a dangerous man. That's a bad motherfucker. I can't wait to go over there and see how he.
Yep.
And then she goes over there and you go.
So, you know, what's your purpose in life? What's your favorite color?
I thought that they were supposed to bring up like the second shit though.
Wait, you listen to red pill shit, don't you? You listen to Mary red pill shit, don't you? No.
What's up?
They supposed to bring up sex. No. You make her think about sex.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, we didn't say bring up, even say the word sex. Because when you really tough, you ain't got to bring up the word sex.
or even let's say this topic of sex and stuff, and she already gonna be wanting to think about it.
Why can't you ask for what you want? That's why can't you ask for what you want? What's wrong with that? What's so bad in asking to let someone know I just want to fuck on the side? And what's so wrong with that? Well, she might
because
have agreed with you.
I thought you were supposed to, like, you feel me, like, talk to him a couple of times and then, like, ask that, like maybe, like, I don't know.
Hey,
like,
who told you that stupid shit? You had to listen to me. Well, I don't know who you been listening to. You better get your money back. Then that's where, then you told you, you fucked your own.
No. The lies we tell ourselves, bro.
Yeah, the lies.
She wanted to fuck you the first night.
Yep. She probably wanted to suck your dick. And she's like, damn, I guess I can't suck his dick.
I think she did.
Because he wants to ask me questions.
He wanna do the 3-date rule.
Yeah, he wants to play it safe and ask me these boring ass questions that every fucking guy since elementary school has asked me.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right, caller. Well, we try to make sense sometimes. All right, we throw you back in, man. We wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, okay, man?
Okay.
As long as you think inside the box, you ain't never going to get the box.
Yeah. Eat that grass. Hey, man, that shit, hey, Ray, just go past the crocodiles, and that's where the best grass you eat, okay? The best grass. Tastes the best. Air code 973. What's your question? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So I got a question. I was on here before, but, you know, now I'm on here with a different question. Basically, I'm talking to this new girl, and I'm not really a fan of texting women. I like calling them and talking on the phone. So, you know, I just wanted to know if y'all think texting is essential.
Why are you lying? Why are you – wait, sir. What is the common denominator between a text and a phone call? Who's the common denominator? You.
I feel like y'all really need to text girls like that.
Sir. Okay, sir. Is it not? Isn't the communication coming from you?
Yeah.
What's the difference between texting and talking? It's the same thing. It's just you're using a different platform. So, what is your question? If you don't feel like texting her, then don't do it. Then what's your question then?
I just basically wanted to know, do y'all think texting is essential? You know what I'm saying?
Look, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Listen, let me tell you this. I don't know anything about any essential of anything. I probably don't even need a phone. But it's essential that you learn to be the most effective man that you can be. And then what you can learn to do is that you can use your phone in which you send her and text her to add to the addiction of you.
Yes.
To add to the, damn, look what he sent me. The memory is already one thing. She come over, we spend time together, blah, 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 Marty, and her memory and her mind, whatever the case may be. But when she gets something that she can read at any given time of the day, a voice message she can hear at any given time of the day, she might go back to that shit multiple times.
Yep. Because women hold, they got their phone in their hand all the time, man. Sometimes they can't talk to you on the phone. But they sure can text, though. Okay?
Got you.
But if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
I just wanted to know because, I just feel like texting, you know, I'm not really a fan of that. I'd rather just talk to somebody on the phone.
But, brother, this is what you're fucking not. You're not seeing it, though, 973. You're the main source of how you communicate, so it shouldn't matter how you communicate as long as you get what you're saying out, right?
Right.
So what is the difference between you texting and putting a note on a dove? It's still coming from you, right?
Right.
But if you want to be on the phone and be up under, but there are other ways you can talk to her and communicate with her, okay?
Got you.
All right, man, we'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call. 808, then 703. 808, what's your question? How can we help you?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, we'll bring in the next caller. Eric code 703. What's your question?
Yeah, what's good? My question is, how do I have a good intensive mindset on one thing? Because I noticed my mind be on different places and stuff like that.
Who's the captain of your mind? Who tells your mind what to think?
Myself?
I'm not currently. Because it seems, it sounds like your mind leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having a dog. You know, you got those people who getting yanked on the leash when they take their dog for a walk. And you got some people who don't even have a collar or a leash on that motherfucker, but they say, they wish that motherfucker come running skid.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So why, you know, you got to figure out why your dog is pulling on your leash and trying to lead you versus doing what you tell it to do. It's all the owner's fault and accountability for the for no matter what the influence is.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Right now. But yeah, that was all.
Well, you know you're not going to do it, though, right?
You said what?
I said, you know you just this shit just went through your ears, right? You know you're not going to do it, right?
No, I'm going to do it.
No, no, you know you're not going to do it. You want to know why I know you ain't going to do it?
How's that?
How long have you been listening to Tiger for?
Let me see. From that first vid I watched from him. I don't know if
you
remember.
Just get, how many, what, months are you, how long have you been listening to him for, sir?
I think it was 30K. I'm not mistaken.
Okay, 30K. All right, 30K. So do you understand why you're why this is going to go through your ear? You ain't ready to do this.
Why God, you, I done dropped some powerful shit
yeah,
since then.
Yeah, since then.
And even back then.
Yeah, why did you do it at 30K?
Dang on.
That's, I don't understand you service dwellers, man. Why do y'all ask these questions knowing you ain't going to do shit when the opportunity presented itself at 30K, sir?
No, I know I'm going to do it, but...
No, you're not. You're not. Because you would have done it at 30K, right? Or 40K or 50K. You have not done it yet. You're not going to do it. Don't be mad, but you got to understand. You just got to be what you are, buddy.
No, I'm not mad. It was just,
yeah.
I'm just saying. To get,
what are you saying? That you saw him at 30K, he gave you some deep shit, and you chose not to grow. And I find it very disrespectful that if you've been listening at 30K and you're asking this question, then that tells me you're not even listening to the shit he's saying. Because if you were listening to what he was saying, you wouldn't be asking this fun question. So are you just watching it for entertainment purposes then?
No, I'm not watching it for entertainment purposes. I think on
no,
like
but why
a couple,
you ask-
on a
okay.
couple things, I ain't understand.
But you're asking this question. I'm
huh?
just saying, I'm not being a dick here. I'm just saying that what I understand about you surface dwellers is that at 30K to 200K, there is nothing but depth, range, and beauty in what he's saying. And this is the question you have after 30K from where you're at now? You don't want it. We don't
it
want
probably,
this, though.
It probably
you're saying,
did
you don't want
it. Though. It probably did.
I'm sorry?
I said it probably did flow over my head.
Well, yeah, it did flow over your head, but if it flew over your head, don't you think common sense would call and talk to him so you can get understanding so it won't fly over your head?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, I mean, I would appreciate you, but, dog, you just don't want, dog, I don't understand how you guys listen to this man that just gives y'all like the gospel. It's just nothing but beauty in what he's saying. And y'all are just like, well, how do I start? My God. I mean, everything he's told you and that's
how
your
do I
question?
Start what?
I don't know. That's whatever the fuck you asked. Don't worry about it. It's okay, man. Hey, like I say, grass is... Just go.
That's a question to ask yourself. What question should I ask?
Yep. So go past the Crocodile Lake, and the best grass is over there to chew on, big dog, okay?
Wait.
Okay, yeah. Just keep chewing that grass, man. 513, what's your question?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I just got one question. How do you change your personality, I think?
How do you change your personality? How do you put on some clothes? You do it, though, don't you?
Like, sometimes when I'm trying to do something and I feel like I can't do
it. Oh, tell me how you feel. Because what?
The, my head.
The boogeyman is under the bed?
What?
Oh, man. How old are you, dude?
17.
How old are you?
17.
Okay, you choose not to do it. I don't understand what is all this I don't do stuff. You choose not to do it. You just got to be honest with yourself and say, I just don't want to be a man. All these I can't do it and I feel like I can't. You can do it. You just choose not to do it, buddy.
And what did that even mean to you, though? You said, how do I change my personality?
Because, like, you know when sometimes you're trying to do something different? Or
no,
like,
I don't know.
Act different.
I am not a shapeshifter.
I don't understand. I don't understand what you say. Yeah. What you want to
I am.
Yeah.
I am what I am.
And you're like, oh, people won't think that this is not me. And this is not who I am, and I can't hack this way.
No, this is who you are. I understand why are you saying this? This is who you are. That, no, you are what you are, man. Y'all gotta just start accepting that I choose to live this life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you listen. You're not the first pig. That's that. Your house is not made of wood or hay. You're not the second pig. You're the third pig because you want to put the bricks and hide in the fucking house. You just want to hide from the world and shit. So you don't want to make any statements because you're too busy hiding. And you just, it's just a choice that you're just built to just be basic, dude. Don't fight it. Just embrace it, dog. Everybody can't win, dude. You choose to be on the losing side. Excuse me?
Why do I want to win?
You don't want to win.
And if you really do, then prove it to yourself. You ain't got to prove it to me.
We don't give you. You have to prove it to us. You got to prove
it
to
yourself.
Yeah.
So you can start believing in you.
Yeah, nobody, you know, but if you ask me, I'm just saying, I think just don't waste your time. Just go, hey, I'm sending everybody over there. I need to make a video. Y'all need to go right past Crocodile Lake. I swear, the grass over there is so tasty.
So you're saying just go and do it and just, you know, regardless of what?
No, I'm not saying, no.
I'm not going to fantasize it because, you know, being different, thinking different,
mm-hmm.
Pushing your comfort zone, challenging yourself, holding yourself accountable, being honest, being real, raw, working hard, trying hard, focusing. All these things are hard, bro. It's hard. It's dangerous. It's stressful. I mean, who would want to do it? I don't know. I choose to do it every day, though, all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's more stressful and dangerous to let my life and time just slip out of my hands. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, did you always act this way?
Do what?
Do what?
Did you always act this way?
Why are you asking what we – okay, caller. If we say yes or no, what does that got to do for you? What is that going to do for you?
Because guess what, Carl? They ain't got nothing. My set of circumstances and choices and direction in life are maybe different to yours.
Yeah, man.
You might be younger than me. You might be older than me.
Yeah.
You might have bumped your head less than me and got your lesson a little quicker.
Yeah.
I might have had to bump my head a little more than you. I might have had to, and people, I say bump my head. I'm not blaming anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming my situation or circumstance. I'm just acknowledging that everyone's life is different.
Yes.
Right.
So don't make our life your life by asking us that question, because you're trying to get answers for yourself through us, and that's not what we do. We're trying to show you how to find your answers yourself if you actually want them. But asking for you doing that question shows that you're not looking to yourself. You want to live through us. So don't ask us what we did because you're not us. Find out what you need to do for yourself because you need to do it for yourself, big guy. That's what's the difference about what we do over here that's different from all that red pill shit. We put the accountability on you.
Right. Hey, thank you. I'm so glad to be here and to talk to you guys. Yeah, thank you.
Well, hey, guess what? It's good of you. We appreciate you, young man. Look, just keep pushing forward and keep listening to the shows and ask questions, okay?
Thank you.
All right? We're proud of you, okay, young man? Don't be depressed, okay? You're going to be okay, all right?
Oh, yeah. Those are to the one. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, we'll throw you back in. All right, 929 and 209. 929, what's your question, sir?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? So my question is basically, how do I get out of my own mind? I'm tired of eating grass. Like, I see something I want, and, like, in my mind, I'm like...
How long have you been listening to... Wait. Have you been listening... Are you listening to Ty or me? Who have you been listening to?
I listen to both of y'all.
Let me ask you a dumbass question. How long have you been listening to me for?
About, like, two weeks. 2-3 weeks.
Okay, in those 2 weeks, what is the first thing I tell you to do? Every show I start, what is the first thing I tell you to do?
The puzzle pieces.
Then why are you asking me the question then?
I promise you, I went to every single dollar store in my area, and I couldn't find 100-piece puzzle set.
You can't go to a left and you don't know there's a Walmart? You don't think you come on, dog. Are you?
Nah, you gotta believe me. I went everywhere. I couldn't find 100-piece. It's either 300.
Okay, well, wait, caller. It's this weird place. I mean, I don't know about you, but it's called Amazon. And oh my God, OMG! If I type in 100-piece puzzles, Amazon can send it to me if I can't find it. It's amazing.
Good point. All right, I'll do that.
I try to make them sometimes. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, listen. Here's the thing. It shows that you don't have any drive to want to get those things bad enough. Because if you had drive, you would find a way. And if I have to tell you how to find a way, then you're not actually doing it for yourself. You're doing it because I'm telling you how to do it.
The whole puzzle piece thing just flew right back to the origin.
Yep, always goes to the origin.
Right. But the thing is, it's like, it sounds like I'm making an excuse. Like, I don't want to make excuses, but I don't know. It's like I'm fighting my mind. Like, I understand the problem.
Sounds like a guy saying, I'm not racist, but.
Carla, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Right.
That's the famous line.
Yeah.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
We ain't mad at you. You just are what you are, man. Look. Everybody's going over there. You better hurry and get some of that grass before it's gone. It's over by right across Crocodile Island, Crocodile River, and you can chew on the grass, man. I heard this is the best grass ever, big guy.
His jaws we got to get to. We cannot help you fight yourself. That's your battle.
Yep.
That is your fight. You have to walk into that cave. You have to walk into that mirror. You got to look into yourself for that.
Right. You
only you.
Yeah.
Because it's shadows, it's demons in that closet, it's hidden memories, it's ego, it's sense of self, it's the lies you tell yourself, it's why you tell yourself the lies, it's who told you to tell yourself these lies, and it's real. It's real, it's a real tricky situation, and only you have the answer.
Yes, you always have the answer, caller, but you got to have the discipline to get it, and that you just don't have there's no drive in you that says, I went to all the dollar stores, I couldn't get it there, let me check Walmart, I can't get it at Walmart, let me go to Amazon. I mean, it's a step process, but... You actually don't want to learn anything, big guy, because there's no drive to teach yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Got you. But it's like...
Okay.
I know you're going to say...
No.
I know you're going to say...
I don't want to learn, but I do want to learn. But it's like something's holding me
but
back.
But like what?
Like, I don't know how to.
No, explain. No, you don't. Okay. No.
What's up?
Something. Like, are you a fucking hydra? A three-headed snake, a ghost?
Exactly.
You mean something that's holding you back? You mean talking about yourself? Go look yourself in the mirror and say something that's holding me back. And go and ask yourself, the motherfucker in the mirror, don't say the same thing.
He probably
and
like,
stay in that mirror to one of y'all find the answer.
You married that motherfucker in the mirror and say, over Crocodile River, past Crocodile River, we need to get some of that grass, man, before everybody else eats that shit.
Yeah, man.
We don't want to be a lion. We want to be a deer or a zebra. Okay? All right, Najee, now we got other calls, man. Good luck to you, brother. All right, let's go ahead and break it. Area code 209 and 470. 209, what's your question, man?
Yeah, that's right. We're number 470. All right. I got to get some
girl. Okay, Roger. 209 and 470, we're done. 209?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, Ty? By the way, I've been listening to Steve's content for like about a year. Ty, I'm just checking in, so I'm probably going to go deeper into your content and stuff like that. But nice to talk to you, man. But I have a legitimate question regarding, like, so like I have no problem when it comes to doing shit. Like, I have no problem when it comes to actually doing stuff, getting started and stuff like that. It's just like I just have a legit question when it comes to taking some action. Like, I'm still making progress here and there, but I want to take it to like the next level of like you know, like you wake up in the day, like massive action. So like, what's your quick tip when it comes to like some action to turning it into like full on like massive action mode?
Well, you don't have okay. First, you're lying to yourself.
Are you a undercover Power Ranger?
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah, you're lying. To
come
yourself.
On, action mode and
yeah, all this stuff, man. You're living a lie. You're
Press
you're,
some buttons and
yeah, you're asking a trigonometry question. And you can't count from 1 to 10, brother. You're just trying to get a quick fix to something, and it's just this ain't for you, dog. You're rushing it because you're. You're first, you're lying, and see, I love how you guys say, well, I have drive and all this, but then, I mean, your butt is your truth. So you don't actually have discipline when it comes to things. You're just lazy as fuck, and you don't want to do shit. But the sad thing is you want a quick fix answer to a long-term problem. Why would you even do that to yourself, big guy?
Gotcha. So, yeah, so, like, I mean, I just started on my own business, too. I had, like, a couple clients now. Like, I had, like, 2 clients recently, so it's starting to kick off. So, it's, like, I just wanted to kick off, like, a lot sooner and, like, a lot faster. So, I think the only roadblock I'm dealing with is, like, taking, like, full, like, massive action every day. And, like, not
bless you.
Have ass in there.
Appreciate
that.
It, bro.
Listen. It's this simple. You either are or you're not. And if you're sometimes, that means you're not. So you're not at all. So I don't understand why you think you are doing half of something. You're doing a whole lot of nothing. You're doing a whole lot of nothing. You're just telling me a bunch of things, man, to justify to yourself why you're not learning, brother. All I'm hearing are excuses. I'm not hearing any plans of action. There's no action coming with you. It's just excuses. You see what I'm saying? And listen. And don't change what you're doing. Just do what you keep doing. Don't change on our account. It's just that you keep doing it, and you actually don't want to win.
I already know what to do. Like, I already know what to do. It's just a matter of actually doing it. Like, I think that's the next step.
Listen. No. If you know what to do, and you don't do what it is you know what to do, then you don't even want to do it, so don't even try to do it. You're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting this is simple. If you know what to do and you don't do it, you actually don't want to do it. So why are you forcing yourself to do something you really don't want to do in the first place? Don't do it.
You're going
to
hate yourself even more.
Yeah, don't do it, man. Don't waste your time. Just accept what you are. Just accept it, brother. You ain't got it, man. You ain't built. You ain't built for this shit, dog. If it's right in your face to do and you procrastinate, dude, you don't want this game, dog. You don't want shit, man.
Yeah, so I know that the thing that I have to do is going to take me to the goal that I'm trying to achieve. So I guess, you know, I gotta.
What goal? What goal are you trying to achieve? Mental. What goal? What goal are you trying to achieve?
Right now I'm a personal trainer. You know, it's starting to kick off, but like I'm trying to get it to like at least like 5 to 10K, like around there.
Well, do it, but that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
That's just what you do. That's not who you are.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that you got an outside goal. You don't have internal goals. That's the problem.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, but the sad thing, what's so sad is you've been listening to us and you haven't even saw that yet by the depth that we teach you. That's sad. You just don't listen to the shows. You just don't listen. Or you just hear it or something, because you should not be asking this question if you've been listening to us for a long time, man. Sad.
So like working on that internal, the self first, and then everything should come off easier.
No, I'm not going to tell you that. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. That's why you're doing it. So don't change what you're doing. Just accept that this is what I am. And I'm never going to be anything more than that, because anything else is going to be a lie, dog. It's like you want us to tell you to go beyond your thing. I'm not going to tell you that, because I'm not going to be. I'm not you, and you're not me. So I'm not going to tell you that shit. I'm just saying, accept who you are.
Got it. Yeah. Any last thoughts on that? Like, I'm just keep crushing it and go hard.
Well, you're not, hey, but you're going to keep crushing it, but you're still going to be a beta crushing it, dog, because you ain't ready to be a man. When you had that thought, you should have crushed it at that point when that thought popped up. But you procrastinated like 98% of you surface dwellers do. You procrastinate, make excuses, and you're lazy as fuck, and you don't want to learn game. Because being a student of the game is 25-8. There are no days off. I don't know what y'all understand is, you think there's a day off. There are no days off. You do not get any breaks. So this is why y'all can't do it, because you want days off. You want rest breaks and all that shit. You ain't ready for this game, though.
Yeah, I see you. I see you. Like, you're consistent, man. Like, you show up on your shows every day. And
I'm consistently consistent. Shame is you.
Yeah,
not.
That's what I'm working on that. For sure. I need to work on that.
All right, respect to you, man. All right, we'll throw you back in. All right, thanks for the call, brother. I don't know why 619 wanted to call in after 470. We told him it was the last call. 470, what's up?
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Building my conversation and, like, conversational skills, because whether I'm talking to a girl or I'm trying to set up business opportunities, I notice myself, like...
Are you trying to set up business opportunities or fuck? Wait, let's stop right there. Are you trying to set up business opportunities, or are you trying to fuck these women? What are you trying to do?
Man, I'm talking about, like...
So, wait, I'm going to tell you what you're trying to do. No, I already know what you're trying to do. You're trying to set up business opportunities so you can fuck them on the back end, and that's some fucking trifling-ass shit.
No,
come on, don't lie to us, dog. Listen. You don't want to set up no business opportunities to women. You're trying to fuck. You're trying to fuck. That's why you're laughing right now.
Because
I busted your ass, man.
Because that's not what I'm saying.
Trying to sneak in your attention.
I'm trying to say sneaky dick shit.
I'm talking about business opportunities on the regular world, like in real life without girls. I'm not talking about girls in that area. I'm talking about a girl.
What are you looking for? Some whores? Some strippers? I mean, what do you need a woman for?
Hold on. You got to let me finish my question and understand what I'm asking, sir.
No, you're making statements. Right. You're not asking a question. A question starts with who, what, when, how, where, why. So can you ask a question and stop making statements?
My question is, how do I bring substance to the conversation and not let it get
to what conversation?
Silent.
How can a business conversation get awkward? Are you talking to these women for business or fucking? Let's get that out of the way. Is it business or is it fucking?
I don't talk to women for business, sir.
Wait, you don't talk to women for business?
I'm going to do this because I think you... Listen. Any conversation that has substance... Wait, Carl, can you hear me? Make this simple. any conversation that has substance has a point A and a point B. Point B is the goal of the conversation. What do you want out of this interaction? Simply put, you have to ask yourself that. Okay, I want knowledge. I want to put myself in the position to fuck her. I want a potential business opportunity. I want to learn some information. Whatever that point B is, it could be anything. It could be anything. You could even be just, I just want to have a debate with a stranger. Point A to point B. Know your B. Know where you're going and why.
Yeah.
Then the sentences, the words, the conversation fills themselves out because then you start finding creative ways to get to point B. Well, I can scribble that left out. I can take the shortcut through this alley. Well, not that shortcut through that alley. Might get there quicker if I just go straight. Well, if I just go, because you know where you're going. So it doesn't matter really how you get there. But then you start knowing why you're going there, so you start, you know, finding better ways to get there. So let's say you're having a conversation with somebody about a business meeting. You might not talk their head about the guy that called earlier. The guy that called earlier, he said, my second job, which I have already have a job, but I need a summer job, and then I'm going back to school. None of that shit matters. What is point B? Point B is that you get a second job. You don't have to bring about his irrelevant bullshit. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, Ty, here's something I understand. If he knows his business well, how are you having awkward conversations? What do you
should be able to sell your business, sell yourself and your value.
Yeah.
Show that you know your value. Now listen, bro. And here's what the crazy part is. Y'all don't even realize you will get chewed up and spitting out by motherfuckers that know this shit and then use it against you. See, we put ourselves in a position to have conversations with y'all, teach it, break it down, and explain it. But y'all don't realize there's another side of our coin. We're the teachers, the coaches, the explainers, we the ones who love the game and the craft so much, we explain it, break it down, live it, play it, whatever. Y'all got the motherfuckers that take advantage of what they know and use it against y'all, finesse you with money.
Yep.
And the first thing you thought of was a woman when I said that. It just shows how hard you're looking at the ground. You don't even see the banks, the businessmen, the ads, the other coaches. You don't even listen. So the real listen, you don't even know. You are not your own master. You are a slave to someone or something else. And that's the simplest way I could put this, bro. So this all goes back to, well, how do I have substance in the conversation? Guess what? Well, while you're trying to figure that out, somebody already has. And somebody will talk loops around you, run circles around you, make you do a backflip, a cartwheel, 10 push-ups, and 5 jumping jacks by the time you figure out that they ran game on you.
But I'm still trying to find out, what is your business, caller? What is your business?
Take a puff to that.
Yeah, I guess he hung, wait. 470, what is your business?
Real estate.
What is your business for? Okay, if your business is real estate. Yeah, yes. If your business is real estate, get out of real estate, because if you don't know the business that you have, I would get out of that shit. Get out of real estate, dog. Because if you can't communicate real estate and you feel it's an awkward conversation, then you ain't built to have real estate conversations, man.
Oh no, I'm saying I can tell I'm not making a good impression on these people. That's what I'm saying. Like,
of course, because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Get out of the real estate business because you don't know nothing about real estate, or you're not studying hard enough. You don't know shit about it, so that's why you're coming off where you're like, they're like, I'm not going to buy anything you have to sell because you can't even sell me on yourself.
Right.
So it's going to get awkward because you are not learning your craft. You got to learn and know your craft. Taekwondo and I know our craft. That's why we can say this shit eyes closed, forwards, backwards, and goddamn in fucking ooga-ooga-ooga in language. You know what I mean?
Listen, I could even teach it so well that I could explain it to a brick wall.
Exactly.
An ant on the ground.
The depth, yeah. So you don't even, get out of that business, man. That's not for you. Because if you can't, if you can't sell real estate because you're not studying the shit you should be studying, you're being very lazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be the bearer of the bad news, but yeah, you're not having an awkward conversation.
Because the reality is, bro, like I said, we not your biggest issue. Our words that we say to y'all and call y'all and how y'all get offended, that's not your biggest issue. The biggest motherfucker is that's going to recognize you at your state or current capabilities and is not going to feel sorry,
yep.
Does not have feel the need or concern to help. But it's going to actually recognize that issue and take advantage of it.
Yep.
You run into the right narcissist, you run into the right sociopath, psychopath, or something, guess what? Your ass is grass.
Fuck.
But guess what? Guess where the quickest way you will be able to be taken victim of is? Because I can make you feel good. I can make you feel bad. Listen, I told y'all this a long time ago. If you have no emotional control over yourself, you are on the lowest form of being a puppet. If I can say something to you and make you mad, or say something to you, make you happy.
Well, yeah, caller. So, hey, man. So, your problem isn't the awkwardness. It's just that you're in the wrong field. You just got to find a field that you are well in, that you can express yourself in. Okay, man.
That I can express myself in. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can have a conversation. I mean, you can have a deep conversation. See, when you know what it is, you know. All right, I give you Ty and I for an example. We know game. That's why we can talk for this. We talk about this shit for hours. Hours.
Right.
And not stutter, no oohs. You've never heard myself or Ty ever say, ooh, well, what I really meant was, you don't hear that with us because we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Somebody in chat just said, his wife is vague. In my opinion, I still don't understand how you explain to have substance in a conversation. Because your brain is running. You have fucking squirrels and wheels spinning in your brain.
Okay.
Okay. All right, caller. So we'll throw you. You'll be the last call, but we appreciate you, man. Okay. Just find another something that you can be good at. Okay. Thank you for the call, sir. Okay.
All right, guys.
All right. Appreciate you, man. All right, Ty. Well, let's bring this thing all home, man. Hey, Ty, it was an interesting show today, man. Interesting.
5 hours, man. We hit that shit.
Yeah, that's what we do, dog. Chop that shit out, man. That's how we drop that shit, man. So, yeah, man.
All right, Steve. I'm locking with you. I'll see y'all Sunday, man.
No doubt. Locking in on Sunday, man. All right, guys. We out. All right,
hit me up. You need some.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
All right,
peace. All right, guys. That was Taekwondo, man. He out this motherfucker. All right, peace. So, yeah, guys. We will round it out if you got any other questions right now before we wrap it up, guys. We'll do a few more questions. If any of y'all have any questions in the chat room, go ahead and ask. I'll get any of your questions, and I will take any calls if you want to. If you have a call, you can grab it real quick. You got 2 minutes, a minute and 30 to call in, but we're going to wrap it up. So any questions in the chat room, go ahead and ask right now real quick before we wrap this up. About to wrap this up. So anything from my chat room, dogs, any questions before we wrap this joint up? Check with y'all, just anything. If you want to call in, you got a minute and 20 to call in. If not, don't worry about it. I think we covered everything we need to cover. So. Last go around. Any questions? Looking. All right. Guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Manmindset@gmail.com. Manmindset@gmail.com. You know how to get at us and all this other stuff, man. We will kick this off. Same thing next Thursday as well, man. We appreciate all you guys out there. Guys, y'all have a good night, and we'll see you later, guys. Peace.